My guest at this time is California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock. He represents the Golden State's 4th Congressional District, and that's an area of the state very much impacted by the current water crisis in California. As you may know, last week, California Governor Jerry Brown imposing restrictions on Californians living in urban areas, asking them to reduce their consumption by 25%. He said even there could be fines as high as $500 for those who violate the restrictions. And so, Congressman, we want to get your thoughts on a number of things. But first of all, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
How did California get into this problem?
Well, we haven't built a major dam in this state since 1979. Meanwhile, the population is nearly doubled. We aren't going to solve our water problems until we begin building more dams, and we can't build more dams as long as the radical environmental laws make their construction impossible.
So Governor Brown's explanation that climate change leading to less snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains leading to less water for consumption is not an explanation you agree with.
On the contrary, that if you happen to worship at the Church of Global Warming, you should be pressing very hard to build more dams. It means with a warmer climate, we will not be able to store as much water in the mountains as snow. Therefore, we need to store that water behind dams. And yet, Governor Brown has been one of the leading opponents to new dam construction. But what's worse than that is we're now in the fourth year of the worst drought in recorded history of California, and yet Brown and the environmental left continues to release water, what little water remains behind our dams, not for essential human consumption, but rather to adjust the water temperatures in the rivers so the fish are happy. If they are able to continue to do this, the Bureau of Reclamation, the Federal Bureau of Reclamation, has ordered another pulse flow. These are massive releases of water, billions of gallons of water. If this order is allowed to stand, they will drain several of our major reservoirs before the end of the summer for the fish, which means there will be no water for the human population.
Obviously, there's a strong Democratic majority in Sacramento, but how is that policy playing at a time when so many other folks are being asked to cut back?
Well, first of all, it's not just California policy. California policy compounds the problem, but it's also federal law that is mandating this. So this can come to any community in America at some time in the near future. If there's an ESA biological opinion requiring the release of this water, what that means is fish come first and people can fend for themselves. And that's what's happening now big time in California.
You have introduced H.R. 1668, the Save Our Water Act. What would that do?
Well, it's this radical idea that maybe when a area is suffering a severe drought, they shouldn't continue to release water in order to adjust river water temperatures.
What else do you expect to happen here? There's also obviously, these restrictions in place. What do you make of the governor putting those on folks?
Well, it's going to be very hard for him to summon any kind of moral authority to fine people $500 if they waste a gallon of water on their lawn or sidewalk, and yet have no problems wasting millions of gallons of water in the pursuit of making the fish perfectly happy. And remember something else. Before we had these dams, the purpose of which is to store water in wet years so that we have it in dry years, before we had those dams, in a drought like this, there would be no rivers and there would be no fish.
What's the reaction in Washington and Sacramento behind what I'm guessing many people would think is a fairly common sense idea of making sure people have enough water before the temperature in certain rivers is exactly right?
I'm very confident that we will pass that bill out of the House this year, but it will not be in time to prevent the releases. It could literally drain to empty reservoirs that are now in California before we even get to the next rainy season.
Now, the House has acted on water legislation. I don't believe it was your legislation, but the Democrats are pretty staunchly against it. Explain what the House has already done and why the Democrats don't like it.
Well, the House passed legislation. Don't forget, we were running into severe water shortages before the drought because of these environmental laws that require us to dump of millions of acre feet into the ocean for the fish. Once the House has acted several times now to modify those laws to assure that there's an equitable distribution of water and that we approach the Endangered Species Act requirements with a little more common sense. For example, why shouldn't we be meeting these requirements by building fish hatcheries? Right now, the hatchery fish are not allowed to be included in the population counts. The greatest predators of these endangered fish, mainly we're talking about a three-inch minnow called the Delta Smelt, in the case of the new orders, it involves the steelhead trout. But in most of these cases, the principal cause for the decline in the populations has nothing to do with our water projects. It has to do with non-native predator fish that were introduced into our streams and rivers by the government years ago.
We're talking with California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock. And, sir, I know there's some free marketeers out there in California who would go a step further, and they say that the farmers are getting a huge percentage of the water that's actually allowed to go to people. They don't need it all. They could sell it to cities or individuals or communities, and therefore they could make some money, and people would have plenty of water. What's your sense on
that? The problem with that is we've already lost about 500,000 acres of the most fertile farmland in America because of these regulations compounded by the drought. And when you turn off the water to an almond orchard, for example, that's not a one-year deal. Those trees die, and it takes many, many years to regrow them so that they're once again bearing nuts and fruit.
Sir, where do you think we'll be 6 months from now?
If the present trend continues, 6 months from now, we will have entire communities in California, Copperopolis, a community of about 10,000 in the Sierra Nevada, will simply be without water because the water that we had been storing behind our dams had been released during this period for the fish. It means that when people turn on their water faucets, no water comes out. It means entire communities dry up and blow away. And these are communities of a long-neglected species called Homo sapien.
Congressman, I don't even know where to go from there. I just want to know how optimistic you are that this is going to be resolved in an acceptable way.
You know, a year ago, I was beating the drums to sound warnings on these policies, and nobody paid any attention. And it began to occur to me, the reason they're not paying attention is because they don't believe me. They don't believe that our policy could be so breathtakingly stupid as to dump millions of gallons of precious water in the middle of a drought to adjust river water temperatures. They just don't believe it, and I can't blame them. It is such a bizarre notion. It doesn't pass the smell test. But those are the policies. They are being carried out. And as our reservoirs now near empty, people are beginning to focus on that finally. Hopefully, it is going to cause a major reevaluation of the many leftist environmental laws that have built up in our system over the past 20 years or so that are the very definition of lunacy.
Congressman, we'll be sure to get back in touch with you as the debate and the push for these changes continues. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock represents his state's 4th Congressional District. It's right there in the middle of all the problems with the water crisis in California. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.